Interesting place names in Marlborough, part 3. Tūrongo was an ancestor of Ngāti Arokawa, and he named his meeting house Rangiatia, which you will find quite easily near Ōtorohanga. Tūrongo and Mahinārangi, daughter of Te Angiangi, had a child they named Rokawa, after the perfume that Mahinārangi used, which was made from the leaves of the Rokawa plant. And including them in my tale here, there is a beautiful story associated with these parents as well, which I promise to relate to you further into my writing for the interests of those stimulated by such stories. You can find another Rangiatia in Ōtaki, where there is an amalgamation of Christianity with an earlier tribal altar, as can be seen at Rangiatia Church, again a powerful place of spiritual learning. Thus, the association of Rangiatia to Hawaiki continues on into our day. There's an old saying which, when interpreted, becomes, in quotes, "so that your nose may arrive at Rangiatia." Kia puta ai te ihu ki Rangiatia, end of quotes. All such namesakes point to an encouragement and the accomplishment of excellence in all that is imaginable. To continue on with our story, Kupia, who is known to us as having lived around the 10th century, was also a famous navigator, and at one time he encountered Te Whiki or Mutarangi on his earliest voyage to discover for himself Aotearoa. It is said that he was attacked by the giant octopus, and in the ensuing battle, chased it from Castle Point, round the lower reaches of the North Island, through Cook Strait, and into Whekanui Bay and the Tory Channel, where they battled intensely, with Kupia coming out as the victor after he cut off the tentacles of Te Whiki with his adze and killed him. During the battle, the coast of the land was scratched and scraped, reshaping it into the complicated and intricate coastline as we see it today. Today, if you're a guest at Arapawa Homestead on Arapawa Island, you can stroll along the white sandy shores of Whekanui Bay, reminiscing of these days of old, now that you know the story. And proof of this tale can be seen at Karaka Point, near where I live in Picton, and the magnificent carved wooden pōwhenua standing there in all of its glory for all to see. And that is the end of part 3.